Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This time on a Saturday morning, usually hear from this guy, Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Keeps us up to date on Grand Isle and the surrounding areas. Good morning, Darryl. What can you tell us about fishing down on the island? Have you found or heard any fish kill reports? I have not, and I think we might have dodged a bullet on this freeze.
I haven't heard of any fish kills at all, Don. Of course, if they happen, you know, right about now would be the time when you start getting those calls and, you know, hearing about it. But as of right now, I haven't heard of any. And, hey, you know, even during this cold weather, the few people that were willing to brave had caught fish off the side of the road. So, you know, I'm assuming they made it through great.
That's good news. We're looking at, you know, probably a little bit of warm up today. The wind is really weird. Offshore, it's really blowing out there, but inshore, it's not so bad. In fact, tomorrow is going to be southeast wind and pretty moderate temperatures. So how do you think that's going to affect the fishing for this?
Oh, Don, today and tomorrow. Yeah, looking at the forecast, today and tomorrow is going to be the day. You know, I drove in yesterday afternoon, and I can tell you that the water on those ponds on the side of the road had a greenish tint to it. So here at the house, the water is remarkably clean for the weather we've had. The wind out there is blowing just enough. Maybe it can keep the gnats off of you. There's a light haze. When I went to bed last night, there was a little bit of sea fog rolling in, but there's nothing but a light haze out there this morning. Now, standing on the deck, it sounds like a 747 revving up for takeoff on that beach. So your beach side's going to be out completely. But any of your protected waters ought to be great, you know, today and tomorrow. Good tide range. Of course, the wind and that offshore action is going to affect that some. But, I mean, it's warming up. I'd start, you know, like I said, might want to start a little bit deeper. According to the gauge this morning, the water temperature's up in the upper 50s. Might want to start just a little bit deeper, fish the edges of those deep holes, and then work yourself up into the flats as the day goes on and it warms up. Now, one thing you got to remember, and people should remember for when they come down and dress properly, is the water temperature this morning is 58 degrees. You know, if you look at the forecast for Grand Isle as opposed to the forecast in Baton Rouge is going to be a lot hotter. It's because you're surrounded by that 58-degree water. So plan on it being about 8 to 10 degrees cooler than what the air forecast says it is, because any little bit of breeze is blowing across 58-degree ice bath. So it's going to be a little bit cool. So, you know, come prepared.
Great tip. Darryl, got a couple questions for you. You and I have been working together now for decades, so a lot of these years run together. My editor was looking for some Wahoo footage that you and I shot, if you remember that summertime trip we made, and we picked up, I think it was a couple Wahoo, at least one good one. Do you remember approximately when that was?
Oh, Don, you're talking about somebody that's been through chemo and radiation. I don't remember what I ate 3 days ago most days. I do not. I might could look back and find some old pictures, but I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, well, I remember the guy who was with us, and maybe I can get some info from him because I'm at a loss. I want, you know, who knows? It could have been 10. No, was it before Katrina? Usually I can date things either before Katrina or after Katrina. It's like AK or BK.
Tell me what boat we were in, and I'll tell you if it was before or after.
I can't remember that. But, I mean, which is when you were doing offshore trips, you know, so at least then.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I'll have to hunt and peck and maybe, like you say, look for some pictures and with some dates, and then I can find the video. The other thing was, what was your most impressive or favorite trip for 2022? You got one that really stands out in your mind?
Well, Don, you know, this was such a weird year for us down here because – a lot of the year we were still recovering from Ida. So you know, I don't know that there were any real remarkable trips that stand out other than the fact that this year we did have a lot of trips that involved the kids. And with the less pressure that we had on the water this year, all of our trips were what I would call above average. And I can remember two or three of them where we had young kids on the boat and got into one of those summertime bites. And just listening to those kids just giggle like, you know, like it was Christmas morning, and watching them, you know, the fish biting so good that they could do it themselves, so to speak. They didn't need any help. I mean, the fish just – there's two or three of those trips that really stick out in my mind.
Got it. Yep, you know, those trips with kids, always good. Darryl, give us a telephone number, website, somebody wants to contact you.
Yeah, well, they can always find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or 225-937-6288. And, Don, the one thing I can say, something that's a little bit of an anomaly this year, we're booking in a lot of trips well ahead of time this year. So maybe 2023 is going to be a rebound year for the island after what Ida did to it.
Let's hope it is, Darryl. Very good. Well, you have the happiest new year, and I will see you in 2023.
Good deal, Don. Y'all have a happy new year and be safe.
And if you have a lucid moment and you come across that Wahoo footage date, let me know.
When I get to my laptop, I might be able to find it.
All right, Darryl. Have a good one. Darryl Carpenter. RealScreamers.com. All right, we come back. I'm going to run down those four cases for you. We're looking for the baddest of the bad boys we reported on the year 2022, and you, the audience, is going to decide it. We're back with that, plus Captain Mike. We got Brendan Bayard and Ryan Lambert on duck hunting and fishing. All the stuff you and I love to talk about on the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.